This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a leadership Napa Valley project.
And for today's Senior Moments program, we're happy to be welcoming two guests into the studio to talk about a really important topic for older Napans and for everybody, really. Keisha Lind and Nina Yela are both deputy district attorneys with the Napa County District Attorney's Office. Keisha, welcome.
Thank you.
And Nina, welcome in.
Thank you. Good morning.
We're going to talk a little bit about legal issues, I guess you'd have to say, fraud issues that often are perpetrated, frauds perpetrated on seniors, taking advantage of the fact that when you get a little older, you're maybe a little more susceptible, I guess, right? Let's get started. Is that the frame of the issue?
Yes. I think that anytime that you have a family member or you yourself might be somebody that's a little bit older, you have to be cognizant of the fact that, unfortunately, there are people in our community and in the world that would like to take advantage of that, maybe because they think that somebody in their elder years is not with it as much as they might have been when they were younger, and also that they might have some money that they would more easily part with than somebody who is a little bit younger. So yes, we do see people that unfortunately target people in our elder community.
Mm-hmm. Is there a category or a type of attack that occurs? Do they fall into repeated patterns?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of different areas. There are scams that I think that people should be aware of, and that can be, you know, over the phone, over the internet, and that can be strangers targeting elderly people, anywhere from, you know, calling, saying, hey, I'm your grandson. Hey, grandma, it's me. I'm your grandson. I'm traveling abroad. I've been arrested. I'm stuck in jail. I need you to wire me some money immediately, to somebody posing as somebody from Medicare saying, we need your information. And it's just always very important to remember, never give out your personal information, whether it's financial, whether it's Social Security numbers, whether it's bank account, whether it's your Medicare number. Don't ever give out that information over the phone. The other unfortunate type of fraud that we see, and Nina can speak to this probably a little bit more than I can, is when you have caretakers. And a lot of times this can happen, unfortunately, with friends and family members of individuals who are elderly, and they are susceptible to having their finances targeted by somebody that is either living with them or taking care of them or being in charge of their finances as well. So those are some of the things that we see at the district attorney's office here.
Let's get into that, the caretaker, guardian situation, or assisted living condition, whatever it might be.
So besides the scams that Keisha mentioned that everyone should be aware of, and you don't have to be a senior to be targeted for a scam, but it is a fact that people who are in their senior years are targeted more just because of their age. The other thing that we see is the caretaker theft, and that could be someone who's a family member who suddenly has access to their parent or their grandparents' finances because that person needs some help managing their money, or maybe they've moved into the home. Something we see a lot is maybe an adult child who's recently moved back into the home to help take care of their loved elderly family member, or maybe because they themselves have lost a job and suddenly they have access to money that they otherwise didn't, whether it's using their loved one's debit card for their own expenses or getting into their bank accounts or opening up credit cards in their name because they suddenly have access to everything they need, Social Security numbers and the like. Another thing we see is caretakers who are not family members who have been hired. And a lot of people who work as caretakers for seniors aren't background checked. They may have a criminal history. They also may not. But they also, this is a profession that isn't regulated very tightly. And also, it's not one that people are earning a lot of money. So the temptation when there's empty blank checkbooks in the kitchen drawer for someone who is struggling maybe to feed their children can be very high. So it's just something for those who have loved ones who are needing caretakers to be aware of, and making sure that you're monitoring their finances. Perhaps multiple people are monitoring them and making sure that everything's in order.
So it brings a question to my mind. You know, if most of us can set up on our phones or something with our own bank account an alert about transactions over a certain amount or low balances and things like that, right? But you can do that on someone else's account. What kind of permission is necessary? You know, if you're concerned about your grandmother or something like that.
Yeah, so you can have there. I know that financial institutions, and it may vary, you know, from bank to bank or credit union, but you can have, even if you don't have access to family members' finances in the sense that you aren't allowed to go into their account, withdraw money, you can have fraud alerts. And I believe that there is a fee sometimes associated with this, but fraud alerts sent to you if you have concerns about that, so you can look into it. As far as what permission is needed for that, I think you'd have to go through each bank specifically to figure that out. But that is something in a tool that's available to people who may be concerned. Some of the signs to look for to if you're concerned that maybe your loved one is having some financial issues, you know, obviously things that they don't normally spend their money on. If you know that somebody has access to their finances, if all of a sudden there's, you know, new things showing up in their house that they wouldn't normally spend money on, if they are not sure where their money is going, that's obviously something to try and talk about. Unfortunately, with this type of crime, the stigma that's associated with it often makes it very difficult to find out what's really going on. People might be embarrassed that they don't know exactly what's going on with their finances, or they don't want to admit that they don't know exactly what's going on with their finances. So rather than ask for help or say, hey, I think maybe somebody is victimizing me, they would rather just push it under the rug and not deal with the fact that they may be targeted. So it can be touchy a lot of times in these family situations where we've seen where maybe, you know, a son is taking advantage of mom and the sister is worried about it, but mom isn't willing to admit it or talk about it. So it is difficult, and there are a lot of family dynamics that evolve around it. But it's very important that if you do suspect that some sort of financial fraud is taking place with your loved one, to contact local law enforcement, to contact Adult Protective Services here in Napa County, and the law enforcement agents and the people at Adult Protective Services can certainly help look into any suspicions that you may have.
Mm-hmm. We're talking here in our Senior Moments program about frauds that are perpetrated on the elder population and how to avoid that from happening, how to possibly prevent those things. Kesha Lind and Nina Yela are with us here from the Napa County District Attorney's Office. Is this a growing problem? Is it kind of a stable rate, or what's the status on that?
I would say it's definitely a growing problem, especially here in Napa County as our population ages. The growing percentage of people who are in their senior years in Napa is ever growing. In addition, people are catching on that, especially as the baby boomer generation ages, and perhaps their parents who they're taking care of are having more and more assets, that this is a group that can be targeted. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today was how to protect yourself and some tips for avoiding being a victim of scams. And this is particularly in regard to strangers who might be trying to target you or your loved one. And this can actually apply to people of all ages, but especially to seniors who are targeted specifically because of their age. And as you know, the more you're targeted, the more you might be likely to be susceptible to some kind of scam or fraud. So one of the first things I always recommend is to make sure that your mailbox is locked, that you have a P.O. box, or that you have a mailbox with a key on it of some kind, because mail theft is very prevalent, and it's an easy way to get access to your legitimate account. So not only to open credit cards in your name that you may not know about or have anything to do with, someone can, if you get paper statements from your bank and they steal them out of your mailbox, suddenly they have your account number and they have all of your financial information. So I've seen situations where someone then goes on to open up a fraudulent account that the person, the victim, didn't know about, and starts siphoning off money from their legitimate account into that fraudulent account that has the the scammer's name on it. So then they can withdraw that money. In addition, they may take those, like, sign up for our credit card mailings that you might get out of your mailbox and sign up and reroute it to a different address. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about was getting off of marketing lists, whether that's call marketing lists or mailing marketing lists, because both scammers target people over the telephone, certainly over the computer as well, but also by mail. So one of the first tips is not to play direct mail sweepstakes or talk to telemarketers. And to sign up for the National Do Not Call Registry for both your home and any cell phones you may have. And I have a phone number and website for that. The Do Not Call Registry can be reached at 1-888-382-1222 or www.donotcall.gov. And you can, the easiest way to do this, I've done this myself, is to go onto the website and sign up for the Do Not Call registry and Do Not Mail registries with the Do Not Mail, and that's opting out of credit report agencies' solicitations for credit cards and other marketing. That's 1-888-567-8688 or www.optoutprescreen, and I'm going to spell this, OPTOUTPRESCREEN.com. And you can help out your senior loved one by going to this website and signing them up. And if you want to make it permanent, you print off the application and you fill it out and you mail it in. If you want to do a 5-year opt-out, you can do that directly online. So you can choose what to do with that. If you do get a call from a telemarketer, you can ask to be put on their do not call list. In addition, we've got an uptick in robocalls, and that's particularly on cell phones where you're getting calls from all kinds of area codes and numbers that you don't recognize. I know we've all noticed an uptick in that. And the advice that's being given out for that is to screen your calls. So not to answer a call unless you're expecting it, you know who it's from, they're in your call log. So one thing you could do is sit down with your senior loved one, perhaps it's your grandparent, and help them program their phone if they haven't. Make sure your number's in there, any other family members, so that when a family member calls or the doctor calls or the pharmacy calls, those numbers are already in their phone. They recognize them. They know they can pick up the phone safely, but then they can start screening other calls if it's important. Somebody will leave a message and they can call back. If you do happen to pick up a robocall, the advice is to not talk and not let them know that you're a real human and a real number on the other end. So that's why they also say if you recognize you think it's a robocall, don't hit the do not disturb button or end it. Just let it ring out. I know it's annoying, but then they don't necessarily know that that's a live number to keep calling back.
Mm-hmm. Because the machinery recognizes, okay, good number, save that one, versus it didn't answer, they skip it next time.
Exactly.
Good advice. To what degree do we see people actually actively online, older folks now, getting themselves into trouble because of things they click on? We used to say, you know, pretty commonly, well, older people aren't on the internet. Well, that's changing because we're all getting older and we're used to being on the internet. But it's so easy, you know, even when you're not thinking about it, you suddenly, I didn't mean to click on that. You're on some other site or page. There's a lot of those quizzes and little gimmicks to get you to like something or to comment on it, and then they use that data to market to you later, you know, via Facebook or something, right?
Sure. Yeah, and I don't, Nina might be able to speak to that a little bit more. I personally have not seen a whole lot of cases reported via internet, and the way that cases come to the district attorney's office generally in this realm are not reported by the senior themselves. It's usually reported by a family member.
Yeah.
So unless someone is being targeted online and they realize that they've been a victim and they realize that this is how this happened, you know, we generally are not having those self-reported. So I would say there are probably a lot of targets and scams going on online that law enforcement's not aware of, that, again, because of the embarrassment or not wanting to acknowledge that you have been a victim of a scam, just don't get reported at all. I'm not sure, Nina, if you've seen any more online scams that have come with senior citizens as victims or not.
Not particularly. I know that there are some scams that I've been warned about to tell seniors about that involve people calling up and saying, there's a problem with your computer. I can fix it. I'm Microsoft. Microsoft or Apple, they're never going to call you directly. It's probably a scam. There are, I think, some things online where people can have their computer or other item hijacked and then somebody calls, you know, sort of like a ransom situation. In that situation, we would recommend going to law enforcement or a legitimate tech option like your Apple Store or whatever product you have. As far as scams getting to us, part of the problem is that a lot of times people who are scamming are not local here. So it's very hard for law enforcement to find them, figuring out who they are, and bring us a case to prosecute. So a lot of what we want to do here is fraud and scam prevention by warning everyone about what's out there. And with that knowledge, you can be better able to recognize when someone's trying to scam you.
So it's mostly telephone interactions, it sounds like. And what about in person? What about the knock on the door stuff? Does that still happen?
Yes. Yeah, we do see that. And one thing I wanted to highlight based on something Nina had said is that Napa County is actually one of the only counties, maybe the only county in California, that has its own caregiver permit requirements. So anytime if you have a parent or somebody that you believe needs to have in-home care, you have to work, you can't be there taking care of them. You should be aware that with the caregiver permit program, and you can get information on this on the Napa County website, anyone who's going to be working in the home taking care of a senior citizen for any type of pay, that even includes free room and board, they must pass a background check. They also have to verify that they are free of tuberculosis, and they can then be permitted through the county. Exceptions to this are if you are hiring somebody who's a registered nurse, somebody that would already be permitted through the state. But if it's a family member or a friend, they are required to be permitted. So making sure if you have somebody that's working in the home, whether however you found that person, make sure that they are either permitted through the state, and if they aren't, that they have gone through a background check. And if you suspect that somebody may be working in the home of a loved one who has not gone through that process, you can notify your local law enforcement to make sure that every box has been checked that way.
Very good. Is there a place on your website where all these resources are available?
Yes. So the Napa County website has information about the caregiver permit program. In addition, the district attorney's website has a page on elder abuse specifically that has links, has information about how Napa County and our DA's office prosecutes these cases, as well as has a number of links to other resources where you can provide information on protecting yourself, as well as a contact information for Adult Protective Services, Health and Human Services, and 24-hour abuse hotlines.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
In addition, one thing that I wanted to mention about the knock on the door scams that you asked about is home repair scams. So that's a common scheme to knock on your door and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a contractor, or I do landscaping. I noticed this is wrong with your house, and I can fix it for less than someone else. So one of the things we want to make sure that seniors and really everyone in our community knows that contractors must be licensed. If you're doing any kind of work over $500, you need a license from the California State contractors, licensing board, in order to do that work. And that's a way, again, to protect yourself, mm-hmm. not only from scams, but from contractors who might do shoddy work, or contractors who, there are contractors out there, or people out there rather, not contractors, who are not licensed, who are trying to scam you and take yeah. your money, may not do any work at all. And that's something else that we see that we want to warn people about.
And anybody who's legit is not going to say, if you give me $300, I'll go to Home Depot and get what I need to fix your house.
That's right.
That's not
yeah.
the way a legitimate person works, unless you know them, obviously. That's right. a different situation. Well, we're out of time. This is really good information. And thanks to our guests, Kesha Lind and Nina Yela from the Napa County District Attorney's Office, where they deal with these cases of fraud affecting seniors. And thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Keep
Thank
up
you
the
for
good work.
Us.
And that's our Senior Moments program for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.